Undeterred by the protests outside, finance ministers and officials from the World Bank and International Monetary Fund met today as planned. The finance ministers from the world's largest economies, the group known as the G7, announced new joint efforts to block the flow of funds to terrorists. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill says the meetings held last night and today showed a common spirit of resistance to terrorism.
The meetings that we had last night demonstrated the continuing clear commitment of finance ministers, not only from the seven, but from a broader world community, to identifying flows of terrorist money and interdicting it and confiscating it.
The G7 ministers announced they've jointly designated a new group of people and organizations suspected of funneling money to terrorists. They also urged the IMF and the World Bank to monitor countries' efforts to crack down on terrorist financing. Secretary O'Neill also pressed ahead with his proposal to have the World Bank give out more money to poor countries in the form of grants and less in the form of loans. Other governments worry that this could drain away too much of the money that the bank needs to continue lending to poor countries. O'Neill says the group did agree that grants are the best way to help fight AIDS, provide basic education, and assist countries where people live on an average of less than a dollar a day.
We left the meeting with a spirit of we're not far away from getting this done. And ultimately, we will do the right thing.
The G7 finance ministers also released a plan that would allow a majority of creditors to agree to accept less than full repayment from a country on the verge of bankruptcy. The U.S. says this will make it easier to deal with future crises like Argentina's recent default in a more orderly fashion. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.